Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. Once again, looking at the truth of what's happening on a national and global basis and asking the question, how should we then live? What should we do when we look about us and see, as it were, the foundations being ripped out from under us as a nation, as a sovereign nation? What should we do? How should we then live when we see what could very well be going into the Third World War? How should we respond? What should we do? How should we then live? Multitudes of Christians today are sitting in silence, living in darkness, not fully fathoming and understanding what God is doing because of not watching and seeing as the things take place what is happening in the world today. In fact, it goes back to the children of Issachar in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be as the children of Issachar, men that have understanding and know what the times are telling us and what we see in the signs of the times. The signs are all over. All we need to do is understand that God's already pre-written history and God has already given us the pathway as to what will take place and what God is doing. We just need to examine the scripture, understand what the Word of God says. I challenge you today, ladies and gentlemen, to study the Word, to know the Word, to meditate on the Word, and to follow what the Word of God says and to allow God to give illumination and strength and direction in our hearts and in our lives. The Bible is very, very clear in Luke 21:26. Men's hearts are failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. That is what's happening today. Literally, men's hearts are failing them as they look about and see what's happening. It's unfathomable. It is unrealistic. It is unnatural. It is ungodly. It is inhumane. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is taking place. We're talking about today faith, family, and freedom under siege. Faith, family, and freedom under siege. And we see that taking place across our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the Holy Bible. It's the book that I call the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue, that means constantly dwell in, stay in, if you continue in my word, not in a philosophy, not in a dogma, not in a denominational philosophy, not in a political ideological bent, but if you continue in my word, Jesus says, then when, as we continue in the word of God, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Our freedom comes in Christ through his word. If we are not careful, we will have our freedoms diminished, absolutely withdrawn, and eviscerated by this administration. But we need to stand on the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. It is the only book that can set us free. Set us free emotionally, set us free theologically, set us free from the wiles of the devil that's taking place in the world today. Doesn't mean that we won't see them, won't go through them, but we'll be free. And if we're free, we'll be free indeed. The scripture says in John 14:6, Jesus speaking, I am the truth. I am truth. It's the truth book that Jesus promises. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 17:17, very dogmatic, declaratory statement, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to stick to, hang with, and not be deterred from the truth. You'll hear everything in the world but truth today. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the entire Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party will allude to everything to keep your eyes from seeing and your ears from hearing that which is truth. At this very moment, let me just touch on something that'll be a little indication of where we're going today. At this very moment, Biden is using the horrific, inhumane murder and destruction in Ukraine as his shield, as his cover, as the screen to prevent we the people in America from seeing the truth of what he's doing. Behind the scenes, he is gleeful. Behind the scenes, he is rejoicing, because what he could not do with a executive order of forcing people to buy an electric car, forcing the gasoline and the petroleum industry out of business in America, what he could not do himself, he's able now to use Russia as a screen, as a smoke screen, as a shield to allow him to get the gasoline prices up that we cannot afford it in America, with the intent of forcing you and forcing the general populace into buying an electric automobile. Ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about truth, it was perhaps the most poignant, personal, pointed statement made was by George Orwell, a secularist, wrote the dystopian novel called 1984. That was done, I understand, back in the late 40s with the projection of 1984. And George Orwell said then, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And today, ladies and gentlemen, truth is disdained. Truth is dissed. Truth is rejected. Folks are not looking to hear the truth. We need to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that there is but one truth, and it derives from the Word of God. God's Word is truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made a powerful statement. Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. And defend the truth, even to death. And I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, to do that very thing today. Regardless of what the Communist Network News tells you, regardless of what CNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC tell you, regardless of what they say, seek the truth. Because I'm here to tell you that they do not know how to tell you the truth, because they have been paid to lie to. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know this, but all of the television industry, all of the television outlets, including Fox News, were paid billions, hear me, billions of dollars in the purchase of ads promoting the COVID jab, promoting the COVID-19 injection that's killed many, many, many thousands upon thousands of people and injured millions of people that are injured for life. The networks were paid to lie to us. And that's just coming to forefront as to real information and knowledge. Even Fox News paid to lie to us. If you buy an ad, $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, $20 million ad package, that same network that's running that ad realizes that if they want the money, they cannot say anything other than what those ads say to say, tell people, and that's what's been taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup generation equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, where the gigantic U.S. flag flows. Flagpole approximately 165 feet there, with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait. Good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly, oriented environment so that you can be off. They're closed. Tools for Time is closed on Sundays, ladies and gentlemen, so that the full staff and the leadership at Tools for Time can be in worship in church with their families as God ordained it to be. Tools for Time. Drop in, ladies and gentlemen, at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make an application for employment. Wait for an in-view appointment and see what God does with you, placing you in a Tools for Time family at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, faith, family, and freedom under siege. Now, I want to hear from you today, and that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you see things taking place that's advancing freedom or sequestering freedom? Do you see things today that is trying to hamper faith and the family? Or do you see things today coming out of this administration and across the nation and, yay, around the world? We're going to primarily be talking about America, looking at the world scene and how it redounds to what we're doing in America today. Do you see things? Have you had things to take place that you feel is restricting the freedom based on our Bill of Rights, based on what our founding fathers gave us, and based on what the Bible says that we need to have as a nation? Ladies and gentlemen, let me read you again that verse of Scripture in Luke 21, 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, this speaks of some of the latter-day signs that indicates the horrors that will take place on this old earth before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm a central biblicist. I believe that as we look at the world scene, I believe that as we look at what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, I believe that as we look at what is taking place in America with the sleepy Joe Biden administration, I believe that as we look at what has taken place over 2 years with the murder of millions of people around the globe and over 500,000 people in America because of the COVID jab, I believe as we look at these things, we need to look at them through the prism of a biblical worldview. What does the Bible say? And the Bible speaks much, ladies and gentlemen, about the last days. In fact, the Scripture says in the last days, perilous times shall come. And may I say to you, perilous times have come. They have arrived. And the perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, and deadly. That's what we see happening in our nation today. I believe we're witnessing some of these things in our world today. And some of these things that's taking place, and we'll talk about them in a moment, isolating them one at a time and talking about them and seeing if you understand, if we as a people, as Christians, as family, faith, family members, if we truly understand what God is doing, or somehow, some way, we slough it off thinking, well, that's this administration. All presidents have their different propensities and proclivities, and this is just one of the proclivities and propensities of the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, that is true, but that is not all of the story. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing well. Did you by chance see that statement that Biden released, I think yesterday, saying that his administration has nothing to do with the current state of fuel and prices for fuel?
Yeah, and I not only saw that, but I heard him speak it out of his lying lips.
I did, too. I was just dumbfounded. I'm like, God, this is the same man that cut the XL pipeline.
Absolutely.
Executive ordered no fracking.
Yes.
Suspended all leases on federal lands for all exploration and drilling. Ceased offshore drilling. And this man single-handedly brought our entire energy sector of our economy to its knees, and now they're saying that they want to get oil from Iran and from Venezuela. And the only question that I've got is, why is it so much cleaner to drill for oil in a foreign country than it is right here? Venezuela has heavily, heavily dirty oil that needs to be hyper refined. It has to go through that cracking tower there, and it has a lot more gunk in it.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to
go ahead.
I'd like to relate just one story about an electric car. I've been living here in Jacksonville for a while, born here, and I was delivering gasoline, my last job, and an electric car pulled up next to me. Now, I don't have anything against electric car. You want to go out and get an electric car, that's fine. The only thing I would suggest to your listeners is you better have a gasoline engine somewhere and back up.
You got it.
He had a little bit of hubris and said, I have an electric car. The little kids give me the thumbs up. I don't have to buy gasoline. And I remember looking at him, and I'm like, going, you live in Florida. Wait till hurricane takes out the power. How are you going to get that thing down the road then? And
yep.
He rolled the window up and drove away from me.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you shared that, Kevin. I mean, Jim, one of the things that causes me to laugh at that is because you recall just a winter ago, the major freeze that lasted for several days in Texas, they had the Teslas and other electric cars frozen on the highways because once it gets to a certain degree of coldness, those batteries do not work. And the thing that is always so sad to realize is most people that have the idea I'm saving Mother Earth, I'm saving the planet, I want a Green New Deal in my hand, so I'm going to buy an electric car. That's 90% of the reason most folks buy the electric car. It's not for performance. It's not for inexpensive cost because they're expensive to own and operate, but because they think they're doing the planet a favor. But they don't have any idea when they plug that into the power outlet to charge those batteries, where do you get that charge? What makes the charge go into that battery? It's coming from oil, gas, and coal that's developing the electricity to go in there. And just as you said, Jim, when we look at these different nations that now Biden is licking the boots and saying, please, please, please. By the way, most are not even aware of the fact that Biden has been pleading with Saudi Arabia to talk with them. They have refused to take the president of the United States of America's telephone call. They will not talk with him. And he's begging them to increase the production of oil. But you're exactly right. Oil coming from most other nations are dirty oil compared to what we produce in America. And Biden just said it along with that statement you just made, quoted just a few minutes ago. Biden said, well, they've got the oil manufacturing or developing drilling companies in America. They've got 9,000 leases land. Why don't they use them? Well, what he did not say is they have restricted any production on those 9,000 leases. It's a lie to the public. We're being lied to, and he's using this as a shield, as a screen, to do what they wanted to do, is to jack up the price of gasoline so much that it would force the automobile industry with the electric cars to come in vogue. And I believe that it's because of his connectivity with the friends of his that own and operate battery manufacturing and or the electric car deals, et cetera, and it's trying to force the people to take the electric cars whether we want to or not. That's where it's headed, and it's using that, and it's destroying our faith, family, and our freedom in America. It's restricting our freedoms. But, Jim, you're exactly right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The people I feel the most for are going to be the poor here in America are going to suffer more from this energy crisis. I remember the 70s and the Arab oil embargoes there, and the people that were, the people that fared the worst were the poor. I mean, they can't right now. They're strapped, and if you're spending a significant portion of your income on fuel, I mean, look at the price in the last 2 weeks. It's gone up 40 cents. I went to bed, it was $3.59. I got up the next morning, it was $3.99. I went to bed that night, and I got up the next morning, and now it's $4.20. I'm just waiting for 5-6.
Well, Jim, Biden administration already has an answer to that. They're already talking about now and introducing legislation now.
Anything that Pete said ain't worth nothing there. That boy's got his mind all messed up there, Doctor. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, what they've got an answer for it. The answer is that we're going to give rebates. We're going to give kickbacks. We're going to give a check in the mail to everybody that can get an electric car so that they can afford to buy the car, give them rebates and reductions and check in the mail to keep them from having to buy the gasoline for the car. The modus operandi that's being used is to force socialism, communism on American citizens. And this is just simply one of the methodologies that's being used in order to bring that about. It goes into the globalist mentality where there is a one world government, one world organization, and Biden is wanting to do his part because he's a puppet. He's not doing it. He couldn't answer a question if you ask him without his pocket vest pocket card to give the answer to it. But, Jim, we need to keep looking up, lift up our heads. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you, brother, for your call. Thank you so much. God bless you. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood, for your program. I just want to say that they came up with the Bible code, some Bible searchers on YouTube, and they came up with the main Exodus term as Ukraine shook. And Israel crossed that. There's a lot of sin in there, and also the term of money laundering. And I think that it's judgment from the Most High on Ukraine for all the corruption. And Russia's pointing out that there's been time after time again of the ethnic Russians being killed off and persecuted by the Ukrainians on the eastern side of that river towards Russia. And my thing is the Bible codes say that the rider on the red horse is going to ride in 2022. And and specifically China, I think we're going to see China. I had a dream about China coming to war with us. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts are about, you know, the war in Zechariah chapter 14, the Armageddon war. And, you know, Jesus said that, you know, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, but the end will not be. But as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of Son of Man be, and violence filled on the earth. And then he said, shall he find faith upon the earth? So I don't know if we're completely at the end, but I know there's a lot of things that are happening, like this vaccine in the Bible codes is a mark of the beast. So I don't know how it's going to go down, if it's going to go down to World War III or not. Your thoughts and comments on that.
Kevin, you've mixed a lot of things together. Let me unpack a little of it. No ill feeling meant in me making this statement based on what you've said. I don't give two cents worth of confidence in what's called a Bible code. That's a bunch of non-theologians sitting behind the scene trying to take every other word, every other sentence, and make a number out of it, take that number and apply it to a name. God gave us his word that is simple enough that a child can understand it. God never designed his word to be given to us in some codified form that it only takes geniuses to understand what it's saying, number one. Number two, the Bible does say that in the last days, perilous times are going to come, dark, dangerous, and devastating. The Bible does say that in the last days that there will be false teachers coming, Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and following. The first evidence of the last days are false teachers, and I consider those in the Bible code industry to be the false teachers, one of the first and foremost indicators of the last days, the false teachers. And then we see the wars and rumblings of wars. Then we see the pestilences, which are diseases. Then we see the earthquakes, et cetera, et cetera. Then we see where we're being persecuted for our faith, verse 8, 9, 10, and 11 in Matthew chapter 24, the right page, the right column in my Bible. Yes, the Bible says in the last days, be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, that there will be the same as the days of Noah. We're seeing that, but the church must be lifted out based on eschatological truth, that is in the rapture of the church, before all of these things come to full fruition. We're seeing the signs. That word is the little Greek word simeons. We'd call them road markers or the road signs, the indicators, like you'd see a sign that says bridge out above, ahead, or ice on the bridge. It's a sign telling us what to expect in the future. But what we're seeing are the indicators, not a Bible code, not some juxtaposition of numbers and names and coming up with an event. But we see the events taking place that God's already said would happen. We're seeing the foreshadowing of the final days. We're in the last of the last days. We're seeing the foreshadowing when we see Ezekiel 38 and 39 with Russia coming to the forefront, leading Germany and Turkey and Iran and Syria and Libya into a battle against Israel. And right at this very moment, again, we don't have to look at anything that's called a Bible code. Right at this moment, Israel is in the crosshairs of Putin of Russia. Russian leadership, Putin, has already demanded that Israel give up the Golan Heights. Israel has already been in the very fulcrum point of what is taking place when they sent one of their key leaders, along with Bennett, the prime minister of Israel, to sit down in peace talks with Russia and Ukraine, trying to broker a peace deal. Israel is in the very focus of the crosshairs of Putin because in Ukraine, there's about 250,000 Jewish people. About 150,000 to 200,000 have already immigrated back to Israel. Israel is in the focus point because Syria has major Russian tanks, Russian armament, Russian equipment, and Russian subs waiting and ready. Israel is in the forefront because Russia is already working with Iran to help them develop their nuclear weapons to wipe out the nation of Israel. So, yes, we see very clearly what God is doing. It is the fact that we need to recognize that the Word of God should be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, according to Psalms 119, verse 105. And so if we do that, we don't need to look at what some guru behind the scenes is saying. This is the Bible code. I don't believe that bit more than a man in the moon. But I do believe that you're right. We're in the last days. We're seeing what God is doing leading up to the sudden seizure, the snatching away, the rapture of the church. And then these things will take place during the 7 years of tribulation, where the Antichrist, one that's called the lawless one, the man of sin, will rule and reign with an iron fist. And you will not be able to buy, sell, trade, or eat without the mark on the forehead or in the hand. And we're watching that today with the QR code, which is called the COVID pass, which 21 states have already instituted in their state. So I am concerned, and at the same time, I rejoice as a Christian in the realization and the recognition that God is sovereign, God's still on the throne, God's not asleep, God's not on vacation, he's not sick, he hadn't even had COVID, as I like to say, but God's in charge, and I rejoice with that. Dr. Adrian Rogers, a number of years ago, said, the world is dark, but it's gloriously dark because Jesus can come soon. So, Kevin, thank you so much for your call, brother. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issues that we're talking about today. We're talking about faith, family, and freedom that's under siege. It is under siege today, as perhaps would never be recognized. In fact, as we're focusing on Russia, China is behind the scene. Every dime that we cut off in oil for Russia by not using Russian oil, it's almost a hocus-pocus joke, because China has agreed to buy every ounce. Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, China has agreed to buy every ounce of oil from Russia that America does not buy. China has already agreed with Putin. Xi of China has agreed with Putin to hold his hands to make sure that their economy still is alive and well. Russia is able to ship oil products and materials to all parts of the world except for the United States of America. And while this is going on, Kim Jong-il in North Korea is flexing his muscles again. He didn't under the Trump administration, because the only thing the ten-horned dictators around the world understand is an iron fist of control, and they do not see that in Biden. Just on the morning Fox and Friends 6:30, 7:30 news this morning, they were talking about the fact they interviewed one world leader, and if I'm not mistaken, he was from the World Bank or one of the major world organizations, and he said, made the statement that the all of the world leaders see Joe Biden as a weak leader, and they're taking advantage of that weakness. Kim Jong-il is doing that in North Korea. Here's an article that says, satellite photos show activity at North Korea's nuclear site for the first time in years. As Chinese officials chide America for failing to be sufficiently kind to North Korea, the nation reportedly has begun dusting off the nuclear testing facilities it partially destroyed in 2018. Chinese foreign minister said Monday the United States has failed to respond to positive measures from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that were aimed at promoting dialogue, and there's been no dialogue. Where do we go next depends largely on what the Biden administration does, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching nation after nation after nation stand up, flex the muscles, thumb their nose at America because of Joe Biden's weakness. He is a puppet. He is cognitively unable to do anything, but he's being used. He is the puppet. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We've got top of the hour news. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.